Alright, here we are, Hector.
This
is the Cavalcade of Cosplay episode.
Nice.
Of the This Is Happening podcast.
That explains why you're dressed as Sailor Moon.
Well, I mean, it is Friday. But, alright, Hector, please. How many days of Comic-Con did you go to?
I only went for one, which was Saturday, but I was there from, like, 11 to 5.
What'd you do?
It was pretty fun. Went around, played Street Fighter V for the first time, and the creator, the guy who put it together, was there, taking pictures with everybody, which was pretty cool. And I played the game, solid game, lots of fun, way better than 4, if any of you understand what I'm talking about. It was a lot of fun, and there were an incredible amount of cosplay, as usually there are for these events, but what really blew me away was there was 2 sets of group cosplays.
Yeah.
Which is rare. You know, you got like 1 or 2 people maybe together, but it's rare that you have like 5, 6 people doing a group cosplay. Because, like, here's the thing about the group cosplay. When you do these things, you're kind of signing a contract to hang out the whole day together.
That's true.
Because if you separate at any one moment,
yes,
exactly, and no one knows who the fuck you are. So the 2 ones that I saw, one was like the super armored X-Men that were really, really cool. And the other one was, and I shit you not, the Jurassic World.
Oh, really?
And one of them was a full-on Tyrannosaurus. I don't mean like he was like, or like Dominus Rex, if you go by the movie. But yeah, it was like this. And it was like a full costume, tail, legs, the whole 9. And it was actually really, really impressive. So that was really cool. But my favorite singular cosplay of that day was one guy dressed as Satan.
Oh, yeah, I saw that photo.
And it wasn't like Satan from like a movie or a video. Like, this was just like some autonomous devil with wings and a pitchfork, and that was pretty cool, you know? He was, like, recruiting people for his army, which was fun.
Did you sign up?
Huh? Yeah, of course I did. But that was way before the con started. I signed up, like, last Christmas. And one of the highlights, though, is, like, I have, like, one of those heavy metal war vests, as you know. And I've always said this. My war vest gets way more attention than I do.
Yeah.
Like, if my war vest were a person,
mm-hmm.
I would just be its ugly friend.
Huh.
You know, and everyone's like, oh, that's a great vest, blah, blah, blah. And then there was a couple, they were kind of sauced, you know, because they each had like a drink in their hand. I didn't even know that you could drink at the Comic-Con, but apparently you can, you know, there are drinks available, which opens way new dimensions for you and me, Diego.
Yeah, no, like next champagne.
Yes. And I went up to this couple, and they were dressed like Drago and Khaleesi, or Daenerys, from Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
And they were, like, doting on the vest, and they took, like, mad pictures with it. You know, of course, with me in them. It's not like they, like, robbed me of it and just started taking mad pictures of it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was really, really cool. And, like, when I was in line for the Street Fighter, like, a pair of young girls, like, pointed out, started praising it and everything. So, that was pretty fun. Yeah, there was now. I love all the cosplays that goes on at this Comic-Con. Although lately, there's been like a kind of a crackdown on lewd costumes.
Yeah, I heard.
You know, for the most part, and I understand it. Like it's a double-edged sword because at the beginning, you know, you could tell who was slutty, and if you were trying to get laid, bada bing, just you know, go find Sub-Zero in the G-string. But I can understand why they got rid of it, because, you know, a lot of people have been bringing more and more of their kids.
I mean, I've seen a few, though, that made me go, Jesus, I stopped me in my tracks, I'm like, ugh, Jesus Christ.
jizz in my pants. No, and here's the funny thing is, the most absurdly sexual cosplay I saw was actually by a dude, and so there was, like, this big circle of people around this one guy, and I'm like, who is this? So I cut through the people. And there's a dude dressed as Princess Peach.
You're like You're the second person on this episode who mentioned it.
Yeah, but here's the thing. It wasn't like a flowing dress or anything.
Yeah, I know. It was a guy in this pizza show, and yeah.
Yeah, like, it was like these tight little booty shorts, a crop top, you know, thigh-high stockings, and pink shoes. And, again, I got nothing against cross-dressers, gay men, whatever. However, this guy's pants were so tight
that you saw it all.
You could see everything about his, you know, his bits and pieces. You know, his twig and berries were out there for the see. He might as well just walk around.
Yeah, this is already been covered.
He might as well walk around bottomless and just spray paint it. That's how lewd this thing was. And I'm looking like, if kids were to turn by, they would just see like this lump of man meat. You know, stick it out from his pants. And let me and again, this guy.
Why were you only there from was it 11 to 5?
Well, you see, I was sharing my pass with somebody. I had to leave when this other person arrived, so I had to like give them my pass so they could like you know use it. But it was a free pass, so I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I kind of got a free pass. I didn't mention why, but I'll mention it now. A friend of mine is going through a breakup,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not gonna mention names, but anyone listening to the podcast should and knows me probably knows who this is. So anyway, she
does anyone really know him? Can anyone really know Diego?
So it's like you know she's like oh hey do you want to go to Comic Con on Sunday? I'm like sure why not. And when we meet up at the PAF station in Journal Square in New Jersey to go to New York, she's like, yep, this is supposed to be our 5-year anniversary present. I bought it for him. But, you know, since we broke up, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, oh, I really want to hear that right now.
Awkward.
Yeah, and I'm just like, yeah, and I knew, like, the whole time there was going to be. She's like, I know nothing about comic books. I'm like, oh, God, this is going to be a long day. And it was. Yeah, but like,
what day was this?
Sunday, when not Sunday.
You should have told me, I would have taken your place.
I didn't know that until I got there. I told you, I didn't find this onto the PAF train on the way there.
Yeah, I got you.
So, my little highlight is that I got this bad boy over here, which no one's gonna see, but I'm showing Hector. It's a LexCorp phone charger from DC.
Wow, LexCorp, that's so cool.
Yeah, so it was a free phone charger.
Not bad. Free man, I could have really enjoyed one of these.
Yeah. So that's pretty much it. But alright, let's knock out this first interview coming up. We got the Brooklyn Link. Male cosplayer. He did a bunch of awesome ones. Find him on Instagram, Brooklyn Link, or Facebook, Brooklyn Link Cosplay. And yeah, I forget which one he updates more, but yeah, check. We'll start with him. And on the line we have the Brooklyn Link. Brooklyn Link, do you have any social media our people could find you on?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook and Instagram. Facebook is Brooklyn Link Cosplay, and Instagram is Brooklyn Link, all one word. I tend to update my Instagram a lot more than my Facebook, but where you can find me.
Yeah, it's a lot easier. This year, what did you dress up as, like, per day?
At New York Comic Con this year, originally I had a lineup planned. I didn't quite get the stuff done I wanted to because one of the things I wanted to do was a little more involved than I had time for. Hopefully I'll debut that soon. But on Thursday, I dressed as Emma Frost, which was actually a cosplay. I dressed as the female version of Emma Frost, the original version. On Friday, I wore my Hyrule Warriors Link, the scarf version of Hyrule Warriors Link from Hyrule Warriors Legend of Zelda. On Saturday, I wore my Twilight Princess Link from Legend of Zelda, Twilight Princess. And on Sunday, I wore a male version of Rogue. So I did a gender bend of Rogue from X-Men. That was my lineup this year.
Oh, yeah, I didn't see that one yet. Yeah, the Emma Frost one, that was crazy. You did the outfit and the mask and everything. I was just like...
Yeah, nobody really recognized me that day. I decided to challenge myself way back when I started. When I decided to do that costume, actually, I got it a couple years ago. I got everything together for it. So I wanted to do like a diamond form, do something completely different. I ended up wearing it once. to like a nightclub in Las Vegas, which is where I'm from. So I didn't get good pictures, and it's super uncomfortable. So I was like, I don't know if I'll wear this again. But I decided to do it at Comic-Con because it was something that I hadn't really done before at a, like a big event like that. So.
Yeah, because you even wear the heels, right? Was that like uncomfortable to be walking around in?
Yes, the entire costume is white vinyl, and there's some fur in there as well around the collar. But the heels are 6-inch, go up to my thighs, so they're really uncomfortable. I couldn't get up and down stairs without unzipping them halfway. They're super uncomfortable. And then this is the first time I did body paint as well, which I've never done before. It actually went pretty well. I was afraid of just melting all day. But the stuff I got some advice from a lot of friends and stuff, and it actually worked pretty well. So
that's cool. So what are your favorite memories of this year's con?
My favorite memories, I mean, I usually go to cons just to hang out with friends anyway. If I get to go to panels, if I get to see some cool stuff, that's kind of just a bonus for me. There were so many good moments. I mean, just the displays for New York Comic Con are amazing. I got to see a lot of people, even though I didn't get to see probably half as many people, my friends, as I wanted to. There was a cosplay panel I really wanted to go to that I didn't quite get to go to because it was full about 2 hours before. So on Thursday, when I was at Emma Frost, these kids came up to me and they recognized the character and they wanted pictures with me. And I think, you know, they were cosplaying as X-Men characters as well. There's a little Wolverine and a little Jean Grey. And that's the best part. I mean, that's the best part of any con is when kids are cosplaying and they're excited about the characters. And so, you know, we took pictures of them. They did little fight scenes with me and stuff. So that was probably my favorite part.
That's cool. Did you do any, like after-hour activities?
I did not go to any after parties this year because I knew I would be too exhausted. One of the reasons I did my Emma Frost on that Thursday too is because I knew the heel, so I'd just be completely over it. And I wanted to, you know, not have to do that on Sunday when I knew I'd be tired. But yeah, no after parties or anything. I wanted to go to a lot of the after parties. There were a lot of cool stuff planned, and I heard they were a lot of fun, but I just did not have the energy for that.
Yeah, that's what I figured. So which panel were you trying to get into? I forgot the name of it. Was it the prop one or the body awareness one?
On Sunday morning there was a cosplay I think armor building panel that some of my friends were actually hosting the panel. It started at 10:30 that on Sunday morning, and I think when I got there they said it was full, and they said it had been full since like 8 a.m., which is ridiculous. Yeah. Because the con didn't even open to the public until 10.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think vendors get in like an hour early, so I'm not even sure why there were that many people, you know, to fill up the panel at 8 a.m. But, yeah, I heard it was a good panel, though, and I'm really proud of the friends of mine that actually got to host a panel at New York Comic Con, so.
Who is that? Oh, man, I'm terrible with names. Was it, the girls that make that great armor?
Well, I know Becca Noel was there. She's a fantastic armor builder. Dereza, they're both amazing. I think Dereza cosplay. I think that's his cosplay page name. But they're amazing armor builders, amazing cosplayers, amazing people. My friend Jalissa Lewis Suicide was in there as well. Although I heard she didn't get to talk much. Mostly, what I heard that panel was a lot of people asking questions. Not so much, you know, them talking about the craft, but a lot of people asking specific questions about certain things, which is cool because, you know, then an entire room gets to learn about whatever that question was about. So,
okay, that's cool. So I guess that's pretty much it. We're gonna keep this cavalcade of cosplay going on through. Do you have any upcoming events you're gonna go to?
I'm definitely going to be coming to WinterCon. That's at Resort World in Queens, New York, December, I think December 12th. It's around that time, early December. I'm definitely going to KatsuCon next year. I'm going to try to go to MAGFest, which I believe is the weekend before in the same place. And then, you know, whatever else next year. But those three definitely are ones that are coming up that I'll be at.
Actually, here's a question for, I have to ask a lot of all the cosplayers.
Sure.
Halloween's coming up. Do you feel like extra pressure to go all out during Halloween, or is Halloween more like a?
It's funny for me, actually. I don't. Halloween is something I always was excited for when I was a kid, and now that I do cosplay, it's, you know, it's sort of like a little bonus. I don't worry about it. I just kind of throw on, you know, whatever I feel like that day, and just bum out and have fun, and, you know, it's kind of awesome to see other people's costumes that day, because it's people who don't usually, you know, who aren't cosplayers, who don't dress up regularly, who are wearing costumes. It's awesome to see kids. Like I said, kids cosplaying is so awesome. But like last year, I saw about 30 Elsas, little mini Elsas on my block, and it was just the most awesome thing ever, because they were so into it and just having so much fun. So that's what Halloween is for me. It's just no stress free. I throw on whatever and I just hang out.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I do. No, I don't really dress up, period. But I think this year I'm going to be the Oregon Trail, that video game from the like the early 80s.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, I'm just going to be a cowboy, and I'll be like a dead cowboy, and it'll just say dysentery.
Just a cowboy with dysentery, who didn't get enough buffalo meat or whatever. That's awesome.
That's pretty awesome, dude. So, all right, Brooklyn Link, thank you very much. This is an awesome chat. Hope to see, hear from you soon and see you at one of these other events.
All right, thank you so much.
All right, brother, have a good one.
Alright, bye.
2, 1. And continuing our cavalcade of cosplay episode, on the line we have the very lovely and talented
Voyavoda Cosplay.
Now, where did you get that name from?
Actually, I got that name from Metal Gear. Metal Gear Solid Snake Eater.
Yeah, well,
and it's only like mentioned once in the whole game. That's a really funny thing.
I think the most obscure name I've heard in quite some time. So, Miss Voyavoda. Voyavoda. Please tell us some of your Comic-Con experiences of this year, or any year, whatever you want to talk about.
I've always really enjoyed going to Comic-Con. I've seen it change a lot throughout the years, though. And to be honest, I don't really like it as much as I used to. I mean, I just felt like it was more humble back in the day, and you know, it was more true to the geek comic crowd. I mean, it comes with good and bad, though. I mean, I don't want to just completely sound like I'm bashing what is happening now. I mean, it's very all around media related, so that's good too, because now there's something for everyone at the same time. But I mean, with that comes stricter policies, because there's more people that they have to monitor. So for instance, now there's this prop sort of limitation, and that's fine. I understand that some of these props can be very dangerous. I mean, you know, we're talking about like some people are using like very heavy wood. Others actually think they can straight up bring a sword in there, like real swords.
Yeah, well, you can buy a real sword.
Yeah, that's a little bit of the conflict with that one. I mean, I agree that you shouldn't really be able to bring a real sword to a con, but at the same time, they sell them, so there's something that's a little bit of a gray area, you know? I mean, it's like, if they're going to sell swords, maybe they should have them somewhere that you can pick them up right when you walk out, you pick up your purchase when you walk out, because it's kind of ironic to ban swords when they sell them there. Yeah. Exactly, and that's what I'm getting at. The prop policy is actually very unfair. At one point, I stopped at the bin, I saw a prop that looked nothing more than mere cardboard wrapped in duct tape. And I asked the guy, hey, like, why is this prop being banned, confiscated? And he's like, well, you can hit someone in the back of the neck really hard with this and cause serious injury. And I told him that, you know, this is just mere cardboard and duct tape. And he's like, well, you know, this is very serious. He was just very firm on it and was like not taking no for an answer.
I mean, is it because of what happened with I think it was at San Diego. I think some nerd got hit with like a Harry Potter LARP or something. And that
I think I heard about that as well. I don't know the full story though.
Yeah, I gotta stop saying nerd. Nerds.
All right,
so
I mean, I welcome the term nerd. I've heard mixed feelings, I guess, but I welcome the term nerd. I mean, why not? I mean, there's all kinds of nerds out there, right?
Yeah, note to self: take your lunch money next time I see you. Lunch money and wedgies all day long. So in this con in particular, did you go to any of the after parties?
I did actually. I went to 3 separate after parties. On Friday, I checked out the Sonic Boombox after party. That was actually my favorite one.
Really?
I thought it was great. The music was awesome. The crowd was awesome. The photographers were awesome. I have no complaints on that party. It was just a lot of fun. It was kind of everything there. It took place at Bowlmore. I didn't check out the bowling that particular day, but I believe people were bowling. I mean, I've been to Bowlmore before, and I've bowled there. It's a great place to bowl. There's also, now they've added pretty recently, sort of like Dave & Buster's, like, you know, they have all kinds of arcades going on. So they've become sort of like a Dave & Buster's in a way.
Oh, they're like adding stuff there? Oh. Yeah. At the record show, I beat her in bowling. Like, I think my score is about 320. She had like 45.
We don't talk about that.
Let's see what else. So Sonic Boom, you give it a thumbs up. I kind of gave it a thumbs down. But I went to the one on Saturday, so maybe it was different.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I actually had like about 3 or 4 friends that went on Saturday, and they did not one single friend gave me a positive feedback on it. So I don't know. I mean, I didn't go Saturday, but the vibe Friday was wonderful. Right. At least for me. Yeah. I mean, all the way to the very end, too.
Well, I mean, then again, you did enjoy that party. I forgot what your name was. The one that we went to a couple of days ago.
Yeah. No, but this was by far much better than that party.
Oh, okay. I walked in with like high hopes, and then within like 20 minutes, I'm like, I'm leaving. I'm never coming back here again.
I mean, my complaints about the party at Legends, that's where it took place, Legends Bar. It was just a very small dance floor for the crowd that it had, and I guess I would say the DJ just really switched up the songs way too fast. I mean, within 10 seconds, it was another song.
Yes, I was literally timing it. The average song lasted 20 seconds. I'm just like, how can you, like, enjoy this? Like, yeah, this is how we did next song.
That's right. Yeah, it really was that bad. It really was.
The girl is next song. Oh, God, that was terrible. So, all right, so what'd you do besides after Sonic Boom?
I also went on to Geek on Fleek on Saturday.
How was that?
That was a party hosted by Yaya Han, which I only got to actually see like as she was walking out, so it was kind of funny. But she waved at me, even though we've never met before. So I can say that she seems nice. Yeah. She's a very well-known cosplayer. But the party was something different that I've like never been to before. I've never heard of these kind of parties, but I've never been to them before, where you get a pair of headphones. And you can change it, like, to whatever DJ you prefer.
Oh, silent rave.
Yeah, it's pretty much like a silent rave. So there were 3 different DJs, and you just know who you're listening to by the color of the channel. On the headset, it changes color.
Yeah.
So the party looked really nice, and it was kind of a cool vibe, too. Yeah, but, cool. I don't know, to me, it got kind of, like, sort of, like, very slow towards, like, the last 2 hours.
Yeah.
A lot of people left pretty early, and, you know, I don't have anything bad to say about it, but I guess I just wish it was a little bit more booming.
Yeah, but then, it is Saturday. I mean, the Comic-Con crowd does tend to die out early, because, you know, we got being at the con all day, then having to go on Sunday to get all the last-minute deals. Sunday was more packed than I expected. Right?
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. So I thought it was just me. Because, you know, I should have any. All right. So after the Geek on Fleek, which makes me want that name makes me want to beat people up. But all right, I'll give it to them. What'd you do?
Then since it was supposed to end at 2, but it got slow. Like around after like 12:30, I would say it started slowing down. 1 o'clock started slowing down. So then we decided to check out. Well, this is where my confusion came in, because there was 2 after parties. And the venues had such similar names.
Yeah.
One venue was Slake, and the other venue was Slate.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I still got this right. I believe I went to Slate.
No, you went to Slake with the K.
I went to Slake. I ended up going to the Cybertron/Stimulate party. It was okay. I mean, I saw some familiar faces. Since I frequent at the industrial parties. But I just wish that there would have been a little bit more of Comic-Con crowd.
They were not. I mean, they said they're an unofficial crowd, but they were targeting their usual demographic.
Yeah, I mean, in the past, actually, I've been to their like unofficial after parties for Comic-Con.
Yeah.
And it's been like a really nice mix of both Comic-Con crowd and, you know, the usual goth crowd. But in this case, it really didn't seem that way. It just seemed like mostly the goth crowd, and I mean, I have no problem with that, but, you know, it just would have been nice to see some of the con-goers there, too.
Well, maybe they did the same thing like they did at Fleet. Maybe they showed up early and they bounced early.
Yeah, it's very possible. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people are very tired. I mean, they've been in the con all day. And, you know, they just need to, like, just check out the party for a little bit, but they need to get home to sleep to make it for the next day.
Yeah. I mean, I was going to go there, but, like, I mentioned in the last episode, like, I injured my neck. So I had to, like, I think I was back home by, like, 2 o'clock. Which, as people know, that's very early for me.
Yeah, it's definitely a good idea. I was a little bit crazy both Friday and Saturday. Well, Friday into Saturday and then Saturday into Sunday coming home. I got home at like 5 a.m. both days. And then I did the con like all 4 days. And I did 3 of those days in cosplay. What? So, I really overdid it.
Lost my voice at the end. Who did you cosplay as?
On Friday, I cosplayed as Lola from Space Channel 5. And Saturday and Sunday, I actually cosplayed as Dante from Devil May Cry.
What you call a gender bend? Is that what the kids say?
Yeah, Dante was definitely a gender bend. It was like a female version of Dante.
All right. Why don't they call it crossplay? I figure that's like much easier to say.
Well, crossplay is actually something different. Crossplay is if I actually cosplayed Dante as male Dante, that would have been considered a crossplay.
Oh, all right. Because I was thinking about doing a male She-Hulk. Do you think that'll work?
Like, so that's like I guess that's a crossplay. No, that's like a crossplay and a gender, but at the same time in a way.
I guess I can fuck everybody up with my male She-Hulk.
Yeah, that's like a mindfuck.
Yeah, good times. So that's what I don't know why I'm gonna be following this year, to be honest. Actually, I'm asking this question to everybody. As a cosplayer, do you feel extra pressure for Halloween? Like, oh, like, oh, fuck, I gotta step my game up? Or you're just like, nah, it's Halloween, let me take a break?
You know, it's actually more on the second one, because, you know, I put a lot of effort into my cosplays, and Halloween just happens to be one of those kinds of days. I mean, it's a lot of fun, I love Halloween, but, you know, there's a lot of drunk people on the streets, and, you know, a lot of parties going on, and that's great. I like to do that stuff, but I don't really like to wear my cosplays on Halloween.
Oh, because, yeah.
Just because I've worked hard on them, and I just don't want them to get messed up.
No, I hear you. Yeah. Like, you don't want, like, some drunk to spill Kool-Aid or whatever all over your Dante that you worked forever on. And what, Dante had, like, mad belts, you said?
Actually, I didn't have too many belts. Dante is one of the cosplays I would actually wear on Halloween, and I was actually considering it. Those that I didn't sew anything.
Yeah,
I mean, I actually am supposed to add some belts to the vest. I actually didn't get to that little detail yet, but the rest of it, like, I didn't make the coat, and I didn't sew the vest. Ulala, on the other hand, I actually made the entire cosplay from scratch. Like, I sewed everything by sewing machine, and I made the props for it, I styled the wig. So, yeah, to wear it on Halloween and take that risk. Actually, as it is, on the Friday Sonic Boombox party, I actually did spill a little bit of alcohol on my dress.
Uh-huh.
I had a little bit of a stain to clean on it.
Emo tears. Oh, man. So, alright, so I think that's going to wrap us up. We're getting ready for our next call, who's texting me right now. Do you have any So, how can people find you on social media? Is it easy?
Well, I have a cosplay page on Facebook. Just look up facebook.com/voyavodacosplay. I guess I should spell that out just because it's kind of an obscure name, like you said. That's VOYEVODA. Cosplay is one word.
And Instagram is with the letters and numbers, or no?
Yes, Instagram is with the letters and numbers, and I would say just go to my Facebook page, because admittedly I would forget which numbers and letters I use as a combination.
Alright, well, there we go. Let's find this woman on her Facebook, like her. Actually, also look up me on Facebook? This is Happening Podcast, in case you guys know anything else. Alright, thank you, Voivoda.
That's Voivoda.
Yeah. Thank you, and we'll talk real soon.
Okay, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And let me find a stop. And continuing our cavalcade of cosplay edition of the This Is Happening podcast, on the line we have Mr. Ron Spidey. I can't pronounce your last name.
Gihan.
Gihan.
Right. Yeah, yep.
That was pretty close. All right. Yeah. So where can we on the people listening to this podcast find your work online?
On Facebook, it's RONGEJON Photography. That's my Facebook fan page. On Instagram, it's just Ron Gihan. Let's see, what else do I got? Twitter, Tumblr. Or just Google Ron Gihan and you'll find me.
All right. Do you have like other like sites? Like, I'm drawing a blank. Like Model Mayhem and such like that, or no?
Yeah, Model Mayhem. You'll find me there. Pinterest. Yeah, I'm trying to get all over the place. All
right. I think you're like my first guess is actually all over the place. Everybody's always arguing me. Do I need to be on Twitter? Should I be on Tumblr? And I'm like, yeah, gotta, you know.
Yeah, why not? Why not?
Gotta get the word out there. So, all right, let's talk about New York Comic Con 2015.
Mm-hmm.
How many days did you go?
I went all days. I arrived late all days because I was very jet lagged from my previous trip to Paris. And I arrived Wednesday night and went straight to a shoot already that Wednesday night.
Yeah, I was surprised. I'm like, all right, he's in Paris, so he'll probably miss Thursday. And then I see you. I think I saw you, like, your pictures from Thursday. I'm like, this guy's a machine.
Yeah. Zombie mode, man. Zombie mode.
Yeah, I call it autopilot. It's just like...
Yeah, that works, yeah. Autopilot. I like that.
Yeah. Everything's just working, but you'll remember shit later.
True. That's why I take photos.
That's pretty funny. What exactly are your favorite Comic-Con experiences from this year's events?
Definitely that Hulkbuster that showed up. That was pretty beast mode.
Yeah, that was crazy.
The Hulkbuster?
Yeah, that was nuts.
Sick, yeah. Insane. Jurassic Park arch. Yeah, the entrance is really cool. I like that.
Yeah.
What else? And then just mostly seeing all of my photographer friends, all my cosplayer friends, in that tunnel that we all like sort of magnetized to. We're all stuck there.
Yeah, I saw that. Like that's outside by the DC booth.
Yeah.
I keep saying the booth when it's like a hallway, a big like section.
Yeah.
But the whole crew with the Hulkbuster, they're all really good. But Hulkbuster took the show. Like Thor was good, Cap was good. They were all good, but
yeah, Widow was good. Like, they were all pretty much watching so he doesn't kill anyone, run anyone over.
Yeah. That's pretty funny. So, did you do any of the after parties besides the one that we hung out at?
I did the CEG cosplay cruise sponsored by Aggressive Comics. That was Friday night.
How was that?
That was very cool, yeah. It was the first year of them doing it, and... I became their photographer, and the organizer was very cool, John Topper, and it was pretty much like a booze cruise with cosplayers, so it was very, very fun.
I gotta try that next year, because yeah, my boy, he was actually one of the dancers, the Chemical Crew.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they danced at that event.
Nice.
So, yeah. So hopefully next year. And then,
yeah, it was really fun.
Yeah. Saturday, we did the Sonic Boom Party.
Oh, actually, on Friday, right after the cruise, I went straight to Sonic Boom as well.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So I shot for Sonic Boom box, too.
Yeah, I heard the Friday night party was, like, better than the Saturday night party. Is that true, or is your opinion?
It depends on how you, like, what kind of party animal you are.
Yeah.
Because for me, Saturday was popping, because, like, sure, it was hot, but, like, you go to a party to see your friends and have fun. Like, if it's hot, then it's hot. Like, deal with it. If it's not your kind of, like, jam, then the bowling party might have been better for you because it was, like, more spacious and more relaxed.
Yeah, that's true. The bowling party was on Friday, right?
Yeah, bowling was on Friday, and then, like, the actual, like, after, like, big party was on at Slate for Sonic Boombox on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I think my only complaint was I think the lack of, like, I don't think they're adequately staffed with bartenders.
Yeah, I don't think they were ready for, like, that big of a crew to show up.
Yeah, because I think it was, like, 3 bartenders per, like, I don't know, like, how many? Like, 3-4 people?
Yeah, definitely. It was, like, 2 bartenders a section. There are, like, 6 sections, and there's, like, a shit ton of us. Like, they couldn't handle it.
Yeah, I had to, like, you know, finagle my way through the crowd.
Yeah.
And then let's talk about your surprise cosplay. Like I saw it, but obviously I didn't think it was you. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool, and I just kept walking.
Yeah. On Sunday, with the help of my good friends Dar and Joanna, Dar made the helmet for me. It was Gizmo Duck.
Yeah.
From DuckTales, and an appearance on Darkwing Duck, so everyone's been arguing about that. I'm like, it's just nostalgia, man, bringing it back, and doing something no one's ever seen before. Because I've seen Gizmo Duck cosplays before, but like, not with that actual one wheel thing that I bought.
Yeah.
It's like a motorized unicycle.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah. So Dar made the helmet, Joanna helped me with the gauntlets, and then, yeah, I bought the DuckTales 8-bit t-shirt just to rock because I don't have the full armor.
Yeah.
And then the wheel pulled it all together because I was cruising around in crowds.
Yeah.
I now everyone's like, what is that? And I'm like, this is more Dark.
Yeah, I mean, I recognize it, because to be honest, even, I have a PS3, and I think the only game I pretty much play is DuckTales.
DuckTales, nice.
So, yeah, there's a board where you and I think it's the moon level.
Yeah, like, definitely the moon level, yeah.
Yeah, where Scrooge and Gizmo are busy doing their thing. I'm like, oh, that's why I was like, oh, that guy, like, that's pretty badass, but, you're like...
Yeah, I'm glad, like, people acknowledge my character. Or, like, people stopped in their tracks, they're like, yo, you're DuckTales. I'm like, yeah, you're supposed to.
That's good enough.
Yeah, they know where I'm from, so that's fine.
Oh, man. So do you have any upcoming projects coming up that you know of that you could talk about?
No, pretty much doing the same old parties, private shoots, and hopefully working on the full armor on that Gizmo Duck soon.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, definitely by next year, hopefully, I'll be cruising around full armor.
Yeah, have you ever done San Diego or no?
Unfortunately, no. I'm always invited, and I always get hired to do something like for work, and money comes first.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always thought about it, but I figured let me do New York first before thinking about doing San Diego. So.
Yeah. Well, I've done New York for like the past 7 years, and it's become a beast of its own. So, San Diego is like Mecca, so I definitely gotta hit up San Diego one year.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Like, this is my first New York Comic-Con. I used to go back in the day, I think it was Big Apple Comic-Con?
Uh-huh.
Back when it was a church in, it was a church, like, somewhere like...
No way, Big Apple was in a church?
Back in the day, yeah.
Whoa.
It was like a church basement. Not actually in the cathedral, but like, you know, like, oh, churches have
like auditoriums?
Kind of like where they do like their little things, like their little flea markets or whatever.
Yeah.
So they had, that's where they used to be back. Like this was around 96, this was nights ago. When I say 96, I mean I was about 2 years old. Yeah.
People.
But yeah, that's actually it's fun actually if I could divert into a personal story. Going to New York going to Big Apple Comic Con actually led to my very first going out to a club in my life. Like, these two artists were, like, I don't remember who their names are, so I can't book their spots. But apparently they're hosting, like, a post-Comic-Con costume contest, even though, you know, I don't even think cosplay was a word back then.
Yeah.
And but it was, like, you know, post-Comic-Con cosplay costume contest at this goth club called The Bank. And
nice.
And they were, like, crushing on my friend, who was underage.
Uh-huh.
But they were like, hey, you want to go to this club? And she's like, yeah, but I can't go unless he goes, pointing at me.
Yeah.
Who was also underage at the time. And
yeah.
They're like, all right, yeah, guys, come on in. But, you know, you just have to show up before the bouncers do.
True, yeah, that's the secret.
Yeah, so that's pretty much what happened. And, like, I think I was, like, 16 or 17 years old, like, dancing in this goth club. And it was good times. And. And
I'll nice.
To say that it's weird. I can say like I started clubbing thanks to a comic book convention.
Well, that's a hell of a story. So
here we are. Here we are, 20 years later, still partying it up after a comic book convention after party.
Yeah.
Circle of life. Oh man, what's the next party you're hitting up that you know that you could think of?
Cheap plugs out there. Well, Halloween's coming up, and I'm gonna be at the Sexy Nerds party.
Oh yeah, you're doing Sexy Nerds Halloween?
Yep, but I'm gonna be cruising around the city and Gizmo Duck Day out. And then I'm gonna change out, and then do it casual for Sexy Nerds.
Yeah, I'm still figuring out my actual Halloween plans.
Yeah, there's so much going on.
Last year my Halloween was really depressing, and I was like, I'm never gonna do Halloween in New York again. And mm-hmm. Then my fridge broke, so I had to buy a new one. So there went my travel money. I was gonna go to LA.
Oh man.
Yeah, but I was because Halloween was on a Friday last year, and I got stuck. Yeah. I got stuck DJing, and I thought I was gonna get off like around 2:30. So uh-huh. I'm like, yeah, that's 2 hours to drink and party, do my thing. Nope. Got off at like 3:40. I'm surrounded by people making out and people dry humping, and it's just me and my co-host Hector here right now in the DJ booth watching everybody get some of us, and it was so depressing. So I'm like, all right, whatever. Yeah. At that point, I was like, yeah, whatever. I still could party on Saturday, November 1st. I went to the city November 1st, Ghost Town. Every single venue I went to, I went through 5 different venues. Each one was mm-hmm. empty. And I'm like, all right, this is depressing. And that's when it's like, I'm never doing New York again.
Oh, man. But, well, this Halloween's going to be on Saturday.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And we're going to have an extra hour of partying because of Fallback.
Thank you, Pilgrims, people, whoever you are.
Daylight savings time. Yeah.
Thank you, farmers of the 1900s.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... Oh yeah, so you said you're doing casual.
Yeah, for the party.
Alright, cool. Sounds like a plan. Well, Ron Gijon?
Yep.
Alright.
Gijon, whatever. Ron John. I'll take Ron John.
Alright, Ron Gijon. Follow him on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr, MySpace, you name it, he's on it.
Yep.
Alright, brother, thank you very much. We got our next caller on the line.
And that concludes our Cavalcade of Cosplay episode. Thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for helping spread the word of the This Is Happening podcast. We enjoy any feedback you can give us directly on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You know, just look us up. This Is Happening podcast. ThisIsHappeningPodcast.com. So next week we will be having our most controversial episode to date, or maybe just personal. Depends on what's your definition of controversy. Hector and I will be discussing certain issues that I don't want to say right now, but it'll be good times. Not really, but we'll have fun. We also have more DJ mixes on the way, more The Road to Tokyo Dome, more movie marks. We got it all. So, you know, we got a lot of content on this website just for you. Just keep on downloading, keep on listening, and once again, you know, we humbly say thank you very much. This just happened.